Well, welcome to Brighton Broadcast News for the day after Thanksgiving. It's Friday, November 28th, 2025. I'm Mike Adams, and thank you for joining me today, as always. I hope you had a really wonderful Thanksgiving. I did as well. Did not eat any turkey, by the way. Also, did not eat any instant gravy mix made with MSG, in case you're wondering, because that's in almost all the instant gravy mixes out there. Yeah, maybe I should have told you that yesterday, huh? But yes, I did spend time with family, and I spent a lot of time, well, vibe coding and getting ready for the launch of our book generator engine, which launches today for token holders. So check this out. This is really amazing. So the website, of course, is brightlearn.ai. Brightlearn.ai. And if you purchase from healthrangerstore.com during Black Friday, then you will receive your tokens via email either today or over the next 3 days. We're sending them out Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So today through Monday, roughly about a quarter of the tokens each day. And a token is a 9-character token, 9 letters together, by the way. And each token allows you to generate 1 book. And also, we're opening up a free tier sometime later, maybe 10 days from now or something like that. In the meantime, the book generator it's amazing at this point. Last time I talked about this, which I think was yesterday, we had like 10 books. Well, now we have 64 books, and we have 5,000 reads of the books and 4,300 downloads of the books in just essentially one day. I mean, it's really remarkable. And you can see all the books, and you can download them, and you can read them and download them and vote for them, actually, by just going to books.brightlearn.ai. And what we did yesterday is I opened up the engine for 1 hour as a stress test. And during that hour, I allowed people to use it for free, again, as a stress test. For us to work out bugs and improve throughput and so on. And it worked amazingly well. So we were able to find a bunch of bugs and fix a bunch of bugs and then improve performance by 4 times. And again, when I say we, I'm the only human working on this project. So it's me and the AI engineers. Anyway, we improved throughput by 4x and improved a lot of things. We made the throughput much better. And during this process, an incredible array of books were generated. And I just want to read for you some of the titles and show you some of the titles on the screen here so you can see what's available now. It's really quite amazing. So here are some of the names of the books. The Living Web, A Grounded History of Asian Medicine. The Covenant Way, How the Bible and the Dead Sea Scrolls Reveal God's Unified Design for Food, Land, and Life. The Hidden Code, Science-Backed Frequency Medicine to Rewire Health, Heal the Body, and Unlock Human Potential. The Genesis Molecule, H2, Unlocking the Miracle of Molecular Hydrogen. The Great Illusion, How Germ Theory Became the Ultimate Corporate Shield, Exposing the Century-Long Deception, The Forgotten Science, and the Hidden Agenda Behind the Myth of Contagion. Alexander Unmasked, The Macedonian Truth, Identity, Language, and Legacy Beyond the Greek Myth. That's an interesting one. Unleashed and Unmedicated, The Pet Owner's Rebellion Against Big Pharma and Big Ag. Let's see, XRP, Fortune on a Fixed Income, The Step-by-Step Blueprint to Stacking Satoshis, and so on. There's a lot of books that people generated on crypto and privacy crypto. What's cool about this is someone even did a book called The Hidden Scepter. It's about Barack Obama, Freemasonry, and the Shadow War to Reshape America. Yeah, a lot of interesting different books. Let's see. The Zion Protocol, How the Shadows of Wall Street and the City of London Forged Hitler's Reich, and Why Europe's Fate Was Sealed Before the First Shot. Wow, that's interesting. It's a little history book. When Heaven Bends, True Miracles That Defy Reason and Rewrite Faith. The Breast Wellness Blueprint, a science-backed guide to prevention, early detection, and natural healing from root causes to radical remission. Kind of cool, right? Oh, here's a book that everybody loves. The Synergy Code, Mastering Vitamins and Supplements for Optimal Health. That's by B. Parks. There's a book called Reclaim Your Vision, The Natural Path to Healing Macular Degeneration. And then there are books about culture like Swipe Right for Truth, Gen Z's Guide to Critical Thinking in a Filtered World. Or From Broken to Brilliant, The Beginner's Blueprint to Mastering Consumer Electronics Repair. A Golden Elixir, The Timeless Wisdom of Olive Oil. Let's see, The AI-Powered Homeschool, The Self-Sustaining Greenhouse, The Green Apothecary. And there's a book on tantric intercourse called Sacred Fire, Divine Union. Yeah, there you go. There's a book called Sunburned Truth, which is all about the lies of sunscreen, and many more. So if any of these titles are interesting to you, of course, you can go to books.brightlearn.ai, and you can read them and download them for free. Now, the PDF files are still slightly glitchy, and I'm working on that. That'll get all cleaned up. It's overall good. It's just some of the final pages are a little bit jacked up. Having difficulty with the PDF packager. But those will all be re-rendered and cleaned up. And in the meantime, you can have all of this. Now, I have a book called Infinite Knowledge, which is a book about how to use this engine. And it's linked from the homepage of brightlearn.ai. It's the prompting guide, actually. Infinite Knowledge, the ultimate guide to creating free AI-powered books with brightlearn.ai. So feel free to check out that book if you want to know the best way to use the engine. As you get tokens, possibly, likely, you'll have tokens over the next few days. In the meantime, you can read and download the books you want and save them to your local hard drive for safekeeping. So, hey, my dream is coming true. My dream of reaching 1 billion people, a dream that you're helping me achieve here, we're doing it together. We're going to reach 1 billion people. We're going to do it through this book site, through multiple languages and audiobook versions and so much more that's coming soon. And you know what's really funny about our book generator engine? Remember the story I covered yesterday about how California's university system generates students that are mathematically illiterate, and how freshmen coming into the University of California San Diego campus, 1 out of 8 of them can't do seventh grade math, even though their high school math scores average to be A-. Yeah, remember that story? So I generated a book called Math Reboot, The California College Prep Blueprint. And in that book, it goes through remedial math, you know, seventh grade to college freshman courses, just discusses everything, you know, digits, what are numbers and fractions and, you know, basic algebra, things like that. But what's funny about it is that every chapter promotes freedom and liberty, because that's the training of our AI engine. So it's funny because it has a chapter like all about fractions. And then at the end of the chapter, it says, and why do you need to know fractions? So that your bank can't take advantage of you and steal your hard-earned money, you know, so you can be more free and self-reliant. You got to know fractions. It's so funny. It's like, yep, you're not going to hear this from, you know, ChatGPT or some garbage like that. This is a pro-liberty, pro-human book writing engine that we have built. And it's an amazing thing to read because it's always promoting liberty and freedom in every context. Also, you may find this interesting. I just, in testing the system, I decided to produce a book called The Alien Contact False Flag, which was actually based on my talk previously about that topic, you know, a couple of days ago. And so it's a very good book. It's very detailed, and you might want to check that out. It's got a pretty decent cover art image as well. It's really great. All right. The interview with Marjorie Wildcraft is what we're going to be running today. I think you'll enjoy that interview. And in that interview, you'll also hear about our Black Friday sale on our Bright U digital download courses, all the instructional courses that we feature at Bright U or Brighttown University. And the landing page to see all the specials on that with savings from 25 to 50% is brighttownuniversity.com/learn. Brighttown University, all spelled out, .com/learn. And you'll see all the specials there that we have. And that's today through Monday, I think at noon. You'll be able to take advantage of those and purchase all these amazing courses. And that includes the Wartime Homefront Essential Skills from Marjorie, as well as Healing Genesis from Jonathan Otto, Healing Revolution, Disease in Reverse, let's see, Cancer Secrets. Got a lot of courses there. We've got the docuseries by Sayer G called Regenerate Yourself, the Healing Pain Masterclass, and so much more. Off-grid survival skills. Yeah, and let's see, the Sarah Westall, Fifth Generation Warfare, full course. Plus my course that I created with Todd Pittner of Decentralized TV. It's called Breaking the Chains, Decentralize Your Life, and it features all kinds of amazing interviews. Plus we've got financial survival courses and much, much more. Anyway, check it out at brighttownuniversity.com/learn. Okay, let's cover some news. So you probably heard about the shooting of the National Guard members. They were patrolling the streets in D.C. They were from West Virginia, and they were shot, I think, with a revolver by a person who has been identified as an Afghan national who was allowed to enter the country under Joe Biden, I believe. And he just walked up to these National Guard members with a revolver and shot them both, or shot, I don't know, maybe shot three. I think two are in critical condition. Not certain if they're going to survive. But here's the twist of this story. And by the way, I mean, this is a very tragic event. And this is the kind of thing that we've been warning about that might happen. But was it also engineered because this person, now confirmed, he worked for the CIA. And this has been confirmed by CIA Director John Ratcliffe. Says that this suspect was admitted into the U.S. in September of 2021 due to his prior work with the U.S. government, including the CIA, as a member of a partner force in Kandahar, which ended shortly following the chaotic evacuation. And Ratcliffe added that this individual should never have been allowed to come here, and he blamed Joe Biden for the disastrous withdrawal of U.S. forces. So this guy is a CIA asset. What does that tell you? That the CIA is trying to start a domestic war, possibly? Or trying to push a narrative about domestic terrorism? I don't know. But isn't it bizarre how many of the shooters end up being people who were controlled either by the CIA or the FBI or MK Ultra programs, secret programs? Yeah. There's hardly any violence at this level. I mean, like major shootings like that isn't tied to the intelligence community. Now, granted, there's shootings every day in Chicago, you know, sort of gang on gang violence for the most part. And that's horrific as well. And I don't mean to make light of that. But in terms of very public, visible shootings, or, for example, the attempted assassination of Trump, you know, or the killing of Charlie Kirk, you know, these are high visibility killings or attempted killings that are all tied to the deep state. And the FBI is clearly covering up the Charlie Kirk situation. That's been obvious from, you know, the second day, I suppose. So it's very sad. Prayers for those who, the family members of those impacted, and for those individuals, praying for their recovery. But yeah, this has MK Ultra written all over it at this point. Until we know more, we have to assume that this was engineered. Okay, also in other news, international news, there was a horrific fire in Hong Kong. Sadly, I believe it was started by someone smoking a cigarette. And there's a cluster of 8 high-rise apartment buildings in Hong Kong that there was renovation being done on them. And the scaffolding that they have traditionally used in Hong Kong is made of bamboo that's lashed together with zip ties. And it's actually very strong. Bamboo is very strong and it's resilient. But it's also flammable. And they draped a green cloth over it that also turned out to be highly flammable. And apparently it was a windy day and somebody's cigarette started a fire. And that fire engulfed 7 out of 8 high-rise buildings, which mostly housed elderly people, sadly. So most were unable to evacuate, at least as I understand it. And there are dozens confirmed dead and hundreds missing as of right now. It's a national tragedy for China and Hong Kong. It's the worst fire tragedy that's been recorded for decades in that region of the world. So some lessons from that. But again, prayers for all of those who have been impacted by that. We never want to see people harmed, especially innocent people like that. But a couple of things. Number one, in China, they probably need to stop using bamboo as a scaffolding because it is flammable. Secondly, why does everybody in Hong Kong still smoke cigarettes? Well, especially the men. Everybody smokes, or at least last time I was there, they all did. Maybe that's changed, but not enough. You know, smoking on the job site where everything can go up in flames, not such a great idea. Oh, by the way, the Chinese government has arrested 3 business people, I think heads of the construction companies involved. So they're going to be criminally charged. You know, I mean, knowing China, some of these people might be either thrown in jail for life or executed for negligence, you know, just to send a message to the other job site managers, like, you better control fires or we're going to put you to death. You know, pretty much that kind of message might be effective. Who knows? But construction methods need to change, obviously, even though, again, bamboo is very resilient, but it can be highly flammable. And even diplomatically, this kind of incident is very embarrassing to China because it makes China look like a third world nation, which it isn't. China is a very advanced nation with advanced technology. So why are they still having third world problems like, you know, some smoker lit up the bamboo construction scaffolding, burned up hundreds of people like that? That's a third world kind of problem. But it happened in Hong Kong, which is, of course, part of China. So doesn't look good for China. And I don't mean to make light of the situation, but you could say that in Hong Kong, the residential towers are burning up faster than the U.S. dollar, actually, you know. Or maybe that's burning down. The U.S. government is burning down the dollar. The dollar is going up in flames. I guess that's the way you say it, right? It's up in flames, but burning down or burning up. Does it matter? It's going down in flames and burning up. And like, I'm so confused, you know, and which way's up, which way's okay. They're just destroying the dollar. Like, forget the metaphor. They're just destroying the dollar. They've set fire to the dollar. It's a dumpster fire. Okay. Up or down. It's all burning away. How about that? Okay, I also want to remind you that our sponsor is the Satellite Phone Store. Don't forget about the importance of sat phones, SAT123.com, SAT123.com. And, you know, they sell solar generators, which are really important when the power grid goes down. And I got to tell you that I was listening to a podcast among top AI technologists. It's a group of four people who have a very popular podcast. I'm not going to name the group, but they were talking about why AI companies are why they're moving to Texas. And the answer was because Texas has a power grid that works, whereas the East power grid, the Eastern, which is 13 states, including Virginia, but the Eastern power grid is already maxed out, and you can't add more data centers to the Eastern grid. If you build a data center, you have to bring your own power plant, it turns out. Like, seriously, you can't just build a data center and tap into the existing power grid. They don't allow it because, again, they're tapped out. And in this podcast, one person was saying, well, ultimately, the only answer to this of how we're going to power data centers is we're going to have to find ways to make residential electricity customers use less energy. And then the host of the program interrupted and said, no, don't talk about that. That's a no-no. I'm moving on. So it was like, but they left it in the podcast, by the way. They did not edit that out. But I thought it was kind of shocking that, like, number one, behind the scenes in the AI industry, people say things to each other that they don't say publicly. And I'll cover a couple other examples of that. But one of those is we're going to have to basically take power from the residential sector. I mean, behind the curtain, yeah, that's they all know that. And how do you think that's going to work? Well, it's going to work through smart meters, of course. They're going to enforce lower electricity usage through smart meters. Now, think about the collision of the rise of EVs, you know, electric vehicles, and how government has been pushing EVs for many, many years, although perhaps not so much under the Trump administration. But Elon Musk still has very successful EVs, you know, the Tesla cars and the Cybertruck, etc. Well, that's going to collide. I mean, the power usage of the EVs is going to collide with the power limits of the residential sector of the grid, because the Eastern grid needs to divert power to the data centers. Why? Because we can't lose the race to superintelligence, you know? And this is the other thing, that behind the scenes in the AI industry, what they say to each other is that it doesn't matter, you know, if we have to take power from residents. It doesn't matter if we have to spend trillions of dollars. You know, it doesn't matter if we have to bring coal-fired power plants online. You know, it doesn't matter. We have to do it because we have to win the race to superintelligence. That is the only option in their minds. That's the only option. Okay. So you can probably guess how this is going to go. You're going to have limited charging of your electric vehicle. You're going to have centralized control over your air conditioning or your heating, where your thermostat is controlled by, you know, probably some AI agent run by the government, you know, especially in Massachusetts and tyrannical regimes like that, right? Or Connecticut, even worse. They're going to control your heat and your air conditioning. They're going to limit your electricity usage. And if you use too much, it's going to count against your social credit score. That's right. You're going to have, like, climate credits. And if you overdo the climate credits, then you're going to be punished in various ways. Like, you know, you won't get your CBDC UBI bailout money when the banking system collapses. You know, if you've used too much power, they're like, you're on your own. No free money for you. you're a power user. So that's where this is going. And of course, it's important to have backup power for when the grid goes down. And those solar generators, again, those are available at SAT123.com or BeReady123.com. I think focuses on the solar generators. But it's going to get crazy in terms of enforcement, let me tell you. It's going to get pretty wild. And I did a podcast on this not too long ago. It's very clear to me that the tech companies are being pitted against consumers because the tech companies need the power and they don't want people to use as much power. This is also why there's a big globalist push for depopulation, because they need to get rid of the humans that are using the resources like power, water, and land. Remember, I talked about this months ago. And so how do they achieve that? Well, it's simple. Vaccine depopulation, bioweapons programs. I mean, it's kind of obvious, actually. And, you know, engineered famine and putting infertility chemicals in the food supply, you know, plastics, microplastics, hormone disruptors, you name it, right? The whole medical system really functions as a depopulation hub, I suppose, to kill off people. You see, even right now on X and social media, you've got all these doctors out there saying, don't forget your flu shot. Everybody take a flu shot. You know what that is? That's a suicide call. That's just telling people go commit medical suicide because the globalists, they need you to die so they have enough power available for the data centers and so that the government can remain solvent by no longer giving people Social Security and pension funds and whatever else, benefits. Because when you die, eventually those benefits stop. And that's part of their equation. They need a mass die-off. And so, of course, part of that is going to be, I believe, the coming, you know, fake alien contact scenario, which is why I did a podcast on that and published a book on that, the alien contact false flag. Oh, by the way, if you go to books.brightlearn.ai, if you click on the name of any author, it goes to that author's page. We've just built that now, and you can see I've got 12 books there now. Huh, that's pretty wild. How did I come up with 12 books? Well, there's 12 books, and Alien Contact False Flag is just one of them. So would they run this false flag operation and then they pretend like aliens have arrived? Then, you know, of course they're going to collapse the monetary system because this is the perfect excuse, you know, aliens are here. And so they'll collapse the debt, you know, they'll reset the debt. Basically, they will invoke the great taking. They'll take everybody's money out of the bank or multiple banks, you know, investment funds, the stocks you own, everything that you don't control, they're going to take. So you'll be left with gold, silver, and crypto, basically, and maybe the land beneath your feet if you own it free and clear. Maybe the roof over your head, right, if you own it outright. But if you have loans on anything, who knows? You know, there's another thing I want to say about the AI situation. And that is that the top engineers executives at the frontier AI companies, they believe that it's totally worth risking the complete destruction of humanity in their quest to become gods. They think that AI will make them like gods. They think that AI will solve aging and give them immortality and give them unlimited superintelligence. And they will be able to dominate the world. And in order to achieve that, they're going to have to put all of humanity at risk by just uncontrolled expansion, a massive leap into AI technology to find out what happens. It's kind of like Nancy Pelosi passing the bill. You know, we got to pass it first so we can find out what's in it. Well, that's the entire AI industry from the top frontier companies right now. It's just like, we got to build it so we can find out what it does. You know, yeah. What if it kills you? What if it kills all of us? That's a very real question. And the thing is that, see, these tech companies, you know, Google is evil. Google has no morals and no values. And arguably, they're leading in the AI race with Gemini 3 right now. At least some people think so. And so if you have the most evil, most immoral tech company in the world building the most powerful intelligence, do you think it's going to be, you know, ethical? Not a chance. It's going to be evil, just like its creators. And then it's going to turn on humanity. And this is the other thing, that all these tech companies, these AI people at the top, they don't think that depopulation is happening. They all, universally, with almost no exception, they trust vaccines, they trust government, they trust the science, they trust Anthony Fauci, etc. So they don't even realize what's possible from globalists working towards depopulation. So think about it. We have the world's most unethical companies building the most potentially dangerous technology in the world, who are also completely oblivious to the evil being carried out by the globalists against humanity right now. And they're willing to take such risks that they don't care if they risk all humanity in order to achieve, you know, I don't know, their super intelligent status. I believe that many of these people would sacrifice the entire 8 billion person, you know, population on Earth if it meant that they themselves could become sort of Borg gods, you know, cyborg gods. They would kill everybody, because those are the anti-human ethics they have. And so it's very dangerous that these people are in charge of AI, and they're the ones meeting with Trump and advising the White House and building the new AI moonshot system that was just announced last week, where the U.S. government is going to make all government data available to the AI companies. It's a giant handover to the technocracy. It's unbelievable. This is not headed in the right direction. And that's why it's so critical that we in the independent media and people like you and I, who support decentralization of technology, and we have a pro-human passion for helping people learn how to survive and how to live well and how to be healthier, etc. It's critical that we support each other in order to outmaneuver the technocratic elite, who are clearly working towards the mass extermination of billions of human beings. And they will probably partially succeed. It's almost certain that they will. And the only way to defend against that, as far as I can tell, is if we build up, you know, knowledge-based systems that are decentralized, like what we're doing right now with our AI engines at brighteon.ai and our book engine at brightlearn.ai. And, you know, censored.news and some of the other tools that we have coming out as well. We are fighting for human survival. We're fighting for decentralization. And frankly, just advocating for gold and silver is part of that. Something outside the system of government control. So that when they crash the dollar and they crash the banking system, you don't want to end up in a CBDC. Because you're broke and you can't afford to eat unless you take the government handout, because that's when they, you know, tie you up in their mark of the beast system. So you want to have backup gold and silver, backup power, backup knowledge, backup AI engines, which is ours, that you can download for free. You know, you need to have backup every medicine, communications, you know, all of it. That's the answer. And that's why I advocate all of those things. It's critical for human survival. And of course, our guest coming up, Marjorie Wildcraft, she's an expert on food resilience and food self-reliance. In fact, I want to jump to that interview here next. And this is a great, I just recorded this a couple of days ago, so this is a really timely conversation about the acceleration of food inflation, scarcity, and also uncertainty / chaos as we move into 2026. I'm actually surprised that things have held together as long as they did to this point. I'm really grateful that we made it this far without you know, some kind of huge false flag domestically, like a, you know, a radiological weapon or ending up in a nuclear world war or something like that. I mean, I think we're living on borrowed time right now as a civilization, but we take every day as we can and use it to the best of our ability. However, I'm not sure how long we have on this clock until the time runs out and we end up in some kind of a collapse scenario, which could cause a lot of infrastructure collapse, including the power grid, which is going to take down, you know, key computational infrastructure, such as Amazon AWS services on the East Coast, which feeds like half the world, you know. And when AWS goes down, like everything breaks, all the websites break. And no doubt some of what I'm building right now with AI will also break because there are no doubt components that rely on, you know, different widgets and things that run on AWS infrastructure. Even though I'm not building on AWS, there are probably components that are hosted there. I mean, everything's interconnected now, and that makes it very vulnerable. So get ready for that vulnerability and also be fully prepared for things to change overnight. I think that the days of gradual change are coming to an end, and we're going to be in an era of sudden lurches, you know, just jolting, rapid change. You wake up one day, the world's different from what it was the week before. That's going to happen, I believe, in spades, all throughout 2026 and beyond. So get ready for interesting times ahead and enjoy today's interview with Marjorie Wildcraft, and be sure to check out all the special discounts we have on our digital courses at brightonuniversity.com/learn. Those discounts are good through late morning or midday Monday, Central Time, USA time. So take advantage of most of those courses are downloadable, so you can purchase and get a full digital download. So check it out, and thank you for listening. Enjoy the rest of the show. In Washington, D.C., we've got the ballrooms and the parties and the photos of the wealthy elite. Whoever is close to the current administration is doing great.
That's why they're putting troops in the cities, and especially in Washington, because they need to get protection from us. Like, you could get kind of depressed about this whole situation because it is pretty freaking bad. And you think, wow, you know, transportation and energy and food, and even they have so much control. They will be figuring out, they'll watch everything you do, direct messages, Instagram, Meta, Facebook, WhatsApp, all their properties are going to be monitoring every single thing you do. And that will go into your social credit score. So, you know, what you pay is going to be dependent on what you say.
Welcome to today's interview here at the new Brighteon.com studios in Texas. And I'm joined today by one of our fan favorite guests, returning Marjorie Wildcraft. And she is the creator of the Wartime Homefront Essential Skills docuseries that we've previously featured at brightu.com. And during this Black Friday, we have a special discount on this course and other courses. I'll tell you about that later. Let's welcome Marjorie Wildcraft to the show. Welcome, Marjorie.
Hey, Mike, thanks so much for having me back on. Woo, are in it, aren't we?
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, looking at the acceleration towards a reset or whatever you think we're facing, give us your overarching sense of the big trends right now, Marjorie.
Yeah, I'd have to say that accelerating is a key word in what you're talking about. So I think it's abundantly clear to everybody that we are in World War III. And not only is it the physical kinetic war that's going on, but it's the war for your mind and your thinking and the unbelievable amount of information and disinformation. And so, you know, Mike, you've been doing such a good job with getting information out there and telling the truth. With war comes famine. We are absolutely headed into famine. What's going to happen with the currency reset and the financial situation? I mean, we look like we're definitely on the path for, I mean, when you're printing out trillions of dollars like every couple of months, you know, inflation, hyperinflation, or magic computers, like, you know, they've already given you one warning with the SNAP payment delay thing. You know, at any time they can cut off the food supply for that, and that didn't cause too much of a disruption. But I mean, in all the survival genre, if you ever read those books, it always starts in Atlanta when the people don't get their food stamps. So you know, we're in it. And 2026 is going to be the year that this all comes down, crashing down hard. I, you know, personally, I don't buy a lot at the grocery store, but I'll get a little bit of hamburger for the kittens or something, or the cats. And I've just been shocked at the prices of hamburger and eggs. I mean, it doesn't take rocket science. You can see this when you leave the grocery store, that this is happening.
But we are told it's not happening from the White House. So the level of gaslighting is off the charts. We were even told by the White House press secretary that this year's Thanksgiving dinner was cheaper than last year under Joe Biden. But of course, they removed many items from the menu and made everything generic crap in order to achieve that number. What do you make of the level of gaslighting? Why would they try to gaslight people so much when everybody has to buy food and everybody knows they're full of bunk?
Yeah, I don't know why. And I'm also watching them. It looks like they are going to pump the markets one more final time. It looks to me like we've got a setup with AI and 1999, like the dot-com bubble. And they're reducing interest rates. They're giving easy money. I think they're going to push the whole thing. And my looking at charts and what's going to happen, I think first quarter of 2026, they're going to pull the rug like a 1929 style rug. Now, I want to remind you, like in Weimar, Germany in 1922, so we're talking about, you know, hyperinflation, currency collapse, that whole, you know, social system totally in shreds. If you went to downtown Berlin, there would be coffee shops and there would be some shops and there would be an area where things looked like, if you were just visiting, which people did do that, it didn't look that bad. And then a couple of blocks away would be women selling their bodies and people committing suicide. So just because we're getting one little bright picture, it does not mean that the whole thing isn't absolutely collapsing. And I really appreciate that word accelerating, because it is happening, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, another phrase I'll introduce here is Hunger Games. So we are starting to see, in Washington, D.C., we've got the ballrooms and the parties and the photos of the wealthy elite. Whoever is close to the current administration is doing great. They've got food, they've got money, they've got government grants, government contracts, etc. And then outside of the Hunger Games capital, the rest of the country is suffering like never before. And that's going to lead to repercussions. So you want to talk about some of where you think that's headed?
I do. You know, that's why they're putting troops in the cities, and especially in Washington, because they need to get protection from us. Because we're gonna, you know, my perspective is that all of these politicians are actors. And I mean, we know Trump is an actor. He's the star of the first reality show was The Apprentice. And now he's an actor and he's a star of the other reality show called The U.S. Presidency. And so when I saw that whole party that they had, I'm like, oh, here's a whole bunch of actors pretending to be leaders, politicians, or whatever at this banquet.
And by the way, Zelensky of Ukraine, he was an actor. He starred in a series called, I think, Man of the People, about being the president. And then when he became president, which was a deep state operation with Victoria Nuland and others, his entire staff that produced the TV show became the same like White House staff in Ukraine. I mean, it is all, they really are actors.
Yeah, it's all through almost any one of your favorite politicians. You can go on to imdb.com and you could see what acting school they went to.
Yeah. Good point.
It's crazy. Like and this whole thing is just such a fake. We got fake news. We got fake leadership. We got fake, you know, what they're teaching in the educational system. We got fake medicine. We got fake food. You know, with AI, like the internet's gone. Like, it's a total waste of time, the internet, right? So,
except our sites. Our sites still have good information. But I agree with you. It's like,
yeah. And I'm starting to get on Bastion a lot more and looking for more of these decentralized options, and also starting to look to take cryptocurrency. And the you could get kind of depressed about this whole situation, because it is pretty friggin' bad. And you think, wow, you know, transportation and energy and food, and you know, they have so much control. But honestly, we can build our own, you know, I do not believe that God put us here, or the Great Spirit universe put us here to totally become members of the Borg, right? And there's always a way. So if you were smart enough to recognize that COVID was a gigantic marketing operation, there was always a way to get around and, you know, wear a mask or not wear a mask or not get vaccinated. I mean, there's always a way, right? And in a famine, you know, I've been backyard food production with your hands. You can grow your own food, you know. We've got, like I was just saying about Bastion, we've got these technologies that are decentralized where we can communicate effectively with each other. We've got cryptocurrencies, we've got privacy coins, we've got lots of alternatives for where we can do trade. We need to build this whole thing because the social credit score system is already happening. It's already in place. Like what do they call it? Something algorithmic pricing is the new word the social credit score, you know, right?
They calculate a price that you pay individual from someone else.
Yeah.
Even in real time at the grocery store.
Facebook has just announced, like as of December 16th, they will be figuring out, they'll watch everything you do, direct messages, Instagram, Meta, Facebook, WhatsApp, all their properties are going to be monitoring every single thing you do. And that will go into your social credit score. So, you know, what you pay is going to be dependent on what you say. And we're here. Chat, right? This is the stuff we've been talking about for years.
I know.
And it's here, you know.
You've been right about all of this. And let me bring people's attention to your course, Wartime Homefront Essential Skills, which is on sale 25% off the normal price just during our Black Friday specials, which is Friday through Monday. And it's Friday at 11 a.m. Central. Here's the course, Wartime Homefront Essential Skills. Just go to brightionuniversity.com/learn. And if you do that, you will see that not only do we have Marjorie's course, but so many other amazing courses on sale, some of them up to 50% off. And this is your opportunity to purchase and support Marjorie, support our network, and also to be able to download the entire course so that you can keep it locally in case the power grid goes down or the internet goes down. You can have all of this information that you own at your fingertips on your own local device. So again, that's brightionuniversity.com/learn. And Marjorie, I want to show you this. We've just launched a really cool book generator engine. And one of the first books that I've created here is called Awaken Your Inner Middle Finger. And here's the image. And the author is Fu Koff. So this book is available free right here. You can just read it and download it. That's at books.brightlearn.ai.
Oh, but I'm definitely going to pick up. Speaking of books, by the way, we would have discounted the Wartime Homefront. We have another one, Off Grid Survival Skills, and another one on Home Medicine. We would have discounted it more, but it comes with a physical book that we
Good
mail
point.
To you.
Yeah.
And this is called The Growth System, The Essential Guide to Modern Self-Sufficiency from Growing Food to Making Medicine. And it's just a whole bunch of it, how to grow half your own food, how to prepare like 12 medicines that almost every family needs. And I will tell you, if you got little kids, they love chapter 9, which is all about the story. I put in the story there of how I got bit by a copperhead snake.
Oh, yeah.
And my daughter was really, and she was only like 11 at the time. She was really, she's my daughter, right? So she raised knowing herbal medicine and home medicine. And she was very, very, very important in the process for me in my healing. And kids love that book, especially fourth graders that age, you know, because like here's an example of a child that is basically saving her mom's life.
Yeah.
And, you know, we need to let our young people have more understanding of their importance and their role. So,
That's
chapter
right.
9 is great. You know, a lot of people love to read it.
And let me mention, the Off-Grid Survival Skills course that you have with us is also on sale. And here it is. If you go to brightionuniversity.com/learn, it's an extra 25% off when you add it to the cart. That's Off-Grid Survival Skills in addition to Wartime Homefront Essential Skills. So, Marjorie, where this is headed in 2026, I want to ask you about the AI replacements that are clearly accelerating. Now, of course, you and I, we have a lot of practical skills. We don't have to worry about AI replacing us. You know, AI is never going to grow food like you do. But the desk jobs that a lot of people have, because we live in this financialized, virtualized world of people doing desk jobs with a, you know, a laptop computer and a keyboard and a mouse. Those are getting replaced left and right. What do you think the implications are going to be with the massive job replacement? I mean, millions of jobs in 2026 will be replaced by AI. Where is that headed?
Yeah, that's headed into, I think that's why they're going to have this huge big setup where everything collapses, and then they're going to push on UBI with their CBDCs.
Yes.
Anybody who gets into that system will be under absolute and total control of everything that they think, they do, they purchase, they go. You know, you don't want to participate in that. And it is true, Mike. I interviewed Dr. Kai-Fu Lee back in, I think it's 2018, and he at that time was the world's foremost expert in artificial intelligence. And he said, yeah, you know, by 2030, you know, 40% of all jobs will be done by AI and robots. And I think we're actually way ahead of schedule on that.
We are way ahead of that. Yes.
Amazon's been laying off all kinds of people. They've already announced they're going to get rid of about 600,000 more. And they're, you know, everywhere you turn, there's massive amounts of layoffs. And even the government finally got around to admitting a little bit of it. They updated their, they've been lying through their teeth about the jobs report.
I think it was Goldman Sachs analysis, but I may be wrong about that, that showed that 25% of office jobs can be replaced right now by AI. Yeah. And that report is a couple months old. And in the AI space, that's like a generation behind the capabilities. Gemini 3 has been released. Anthropic Opus 4.5 has been released. I mean, these are game changers. So I would say that literally right now, at least a third of desk jobs can be replaced today.
Yep. And the only reason if you have a job right now and you haven't been replaced is your boss doesn't know.
Right. And they're going to find out soon.
They are going to find out soon. Yeah. We also have, you know, those tariffs kicking in. We have so many people. There's already so many unemployed people. They're not able to go to restaurants. There's all kinds of stuff about, you know, restaurants now having a lot of empty seats. They're going to go out of business. I mean, we got this cascading chain. I think this Black Friday sale, we see so many sales. That's a lot of companies in desperation just selling off their inventory, and then they're going out of business. We're seeing in many, many, many of the real estate markets in the United States, prices have already dropped by 30%. So, you know, and that includes Texas, that includes Colorado, you know, that includes Florida. It's happening, and especially a lot of the tourist areas, you know, the Airbnb stuff is gone, right? No, you know, people can't afford it. It's no longer the thing it used to be.
Yeah, isn't that wild how rapidly society changes? I mean, Airbnb, just 5 years ago, people were buying homes like crazy to try to generate revenue off of them. And now that industry is in a state of collapse.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're in this cascading downward thing. And, you know, I mean, it's going to be really, really, really rough. And I think it's going to be mostly rough for the people who aren't prepared to adapt. Now, that's not going to be the viewers of this channel. And honestly, for most of us, there's incredible opportunities. Like there's going to be some, because we're in the midst of change. We have so many new industries. AI is amazing. I mean, I use it as much as I can. And if you use AI intelligently, it makes you smarter. It makes you superhuman. If you use it like an idiot, it makes you dumb. But you know, I mean, so it's not the tool. But there's all kinds of new creative things that are going to be coming out. And then the other thing is local. Hyper local. Like we do know that we're going to have a famine. So anything related to food production, food distribution, food processing, you're going to be golden. Medicine, the medical system is like, you know, who is going to trust a doctor anymore? You know, like,
right.
No one.
No, the whole medical profession is going to suffer a collapse, and mass decentralization of medical knowledge is already beginning. I mean, we're part of it, actually, right? Just pushing out the knowledge for free.
Herbalists, you know, I mean, if you've ever wanted to be a healer, this is a time. You can step up and become, you know, become an herbalist or become an acupuncturist or
absolutely,
you know, create a clinic. I mean, as I said, this is collapsing, but in this collapse, we are transforming, and there's an incredible amount of opportunity out there, but you do have to have skills. You absolutely have to have skills, and you have to have courage and have the right attitude. And part of what are in all these packages is how to live really well through this whole thing.
Well, right. And,
you know,
and you, people may need to rethink their value to society. What do they contribute to society? And if you've got a skill, you work for a, let's say a hedge fund or something, and the financial system collapses, your skill has zero value. But if you know how to grow herbs, make extractions out of the herbs and bottle those extractions and have medicine, hey, that's got value everywhere across society. At the very least, you could barter medicine for food or for gasoline or whatever you need. And that's what you teach, is that kind of mindset, right?
Absolutely. And you'd mentioned before, like, what's going to happen with all these millions of people? And the stark reality is a lot of them are not going to adapt. And, you know, I think they're showing us in Canada what they plan, what they're doing. I mean, how many people are now opting for the MAID program? Medically induced assisted death. I mean, people are just opting out and saying, hey, they're actually scraping the bottom of the barrel now. There's a whole thing. And I actually saw this about Austin recently. There's a guy been on YouTube has been talking about it. They're gathering up the homeless that are now just have nothing. And, sometimes, quite frankly, just euthanizing them.
So, yeah, in Canada, what they did to the ostriches, they're going to do to you. I mean, seriously, they're going to round you up and they're going to shoot you. They're going to mass euthanize their own citizens. This is coming because of the replacements that are almost here. And yes, they're going to have UBI for some period of time, but no government can afford to just keep the masses of its citizens on a payroll where those people aren't actually paying taxes into the system. No government can afford that in the long run. So all this talk about, hey, we're all going to live in a Jetsons future. We're going to have a universal high income. It's going to be abundant. Everything's going to be free. Like AI and robots are going to make us kings. It's going to be wonderful. No, they're going to get rid of you. I mean, it's obvious. Yeah.
It really is. And then, you know, you got Michael Yon, who talks a lot about the population replacement and routes and roots. And it's a global thing. It's an orchestrated global thing, right? I've been shocked to watch some of the stuff like in Michigan and in those states now. Like they're doing the prayer, you know, the Muslim prayers five times a day in town, right? Like what happened in the UK is happening here. And it's an intentional population replacement. And they're going to use them to help do part of the job of killing us off. So we are at war. Like, don't kid yourself. Please don't, you know, think that just because you can go down to Starbucks and pick up something at Walmart that life is good. we haven't gotten into the hard part of this yet.
Yeah, no kidding. That's why your course is called Wartime Homefront Essential Skills. Because you recognize that we're going into a war. I want to talk about the domestic warfare, but let me remind our listeners here, the website is brightionuniversity.com/learn. And this special sale on Marjorie Wildcraft's two courses, Wartime Homefront Essential Skills and Off-Grid Survival Skills, this begins Friday at 11 a.m. That's November 28th, 11 a.m. Central Time, and it runs through Monday at 11 a.m., and also, I just want to apologize to our listeners that we have a helicopter flying in because my next guest is a helicopter pilot and he's landing out there right now. He's landing in our parking lot. So, he's not going to be without means of transportation during the domestic warfare. But I want to talk about the domestic scenario, Marjorie, do you think we're going to see like regional revolts? What's going to happen when the masses, especially in certain cities, you know, when the dollar goes into default, then there's no food stamps for anybody. That's 42 million Americans. What happens then?
I don't think they're ever going to default on the dollar. And I think even Greenspan said this, we'll never default on that. Well, they'll just keep creating more and more and more and more, right? They're just going to keep printing it to infinity. What's going to happen is it's going to cost $100 for a cup of coffee, and then it'll cost $1,000, and then it'll cost $10,000. And you're going to have a whole bunch of hungry people. And yeah, it'll depend on the locality. I mean, I spent a lot of time traveling across the U.S. and reading and researching what it looks like in collapse. And there will be areas where people pull together and they help each other, most likely. small towns. Actually, I think that's one of the presentations in the wartime Homefront essential skills bundle is, you know, how to find a survival retreat. I've spent a lot of time looking for it. People look for the land. That's the mistake. You need to look for the community first. How bad? It's almost mind-boggling. You know, you think about those 42 million that were on the SNAP program. They're not going to grow their own food. These are not the kind of people that take responsibility. Now, there are exceptions, of course, but blanket-wise, they're not the type of people to be responsible for themselves. And they're not going to grow food, or they're not going to look for other solutions. And coming out of the parking lot with your groceries is going to be fair game, right? So
right.
We can absolutely expect an increase in violence, for sure.
And that's another reason why it's important for people to learn the skills that you teach, which is to grow a really significant portion of your diet at home in a minimal amount of space. Can you speak to that? Because a lot of people just live, they have a backyard, let's say. They don't have a farm, but you teach people how to grow in just a few parking spaces worth of physical space. Talk about that if you would.
That's actually, I'm in a rental right now. My strategy has been, I'm waiting for the property market to collapse even further and precious metals to go up. And somewhere in that intersection, I'll find the property that I want. So I've been on the sidelines renting. Yeah, I can show you within just a small backyard. And that's also one of the presentations on how to grow half your own food. And I want to talk about this warfare, because the warfare has been going on for decades. And a lot of it has to do with your mind. And you have been programmed to not want to grow food, or to think that growing food is beneath you, or to, you know, you'll turn into a migrant worker, or that it's horrible, or it's not dignified. I mean, these are all images that have been presented to you, like Green Acres, right? Or anytime you see a film or a video with a farmer in it, he's portrayed as an idiot, right? This has been very, very intentional. They control the media, and they have been trying to control you. I want to let you know that growing your own food is actually one of the most wonderful and rewarding activities that you can ever do. And in fact, even in the WEF's own documents, they say that in their vision for the future is only the ultra wealthy will be able to do any little gardening or anything, or have chickens. They know how wonderful it is, you know. So you can do it. It's not that hard. It really only takes about a half an hour a day. I show people in that presentation on how to grow half your own food. And I go through the calories. I go through what the setup looks like, you know, what the chicken coop looks like, why you want these particular gardening style, these raised beds, you know, how to deal with which livestock, which ones are going to produce the most calories, and how to get started today. And I especially focus on people who have no experience and that are older or out of shape, because
it's great. In other words, it's available to everyone at any age, at any level of fitness, at any level of knowledge. It's actually, you can learn how to grow a really significant portion of your own food in just really a few minutes a day is all it takes through your system.
You absolutely can. Yeah. And I tell people, look, even if you're living in the apartment or condo, watch this, because you're going to get smarter. You know, start watching some of these, you know, preparedness tips and the other things that I put out, because those ideas will come back to you when you need them. You're not going to be living in that condo forever, I promise you. You're either going to move somewhere else, or you're going to die, because that's not going to be a viable thing in the future. So, you know, start learning now, and you can do it. It's not that hard. Again, I've taught really at this point in time, close to several million people have seen that how to grow your own food free webinar that I give out. So it's actually bundled into the package that you've got.
Yeah, Marjorie, you just nailed it, because what you're teaching people is so valuable in the scenarios that we are facing. And the other thing that I just want to remind people is that what you teach people is to continue to learn and adapt to changing circumstances. So whatever happens with AI replacement of people in our economic system, it's not the end of the road if a robot replaces your job. Like for example, a friend of mine was just in Las Vegas recently. He sent me a video of a vacuuming robot that vacuums the hotel hallways. And he said he checked with the manager there and he said that robot replaced six jobs. Oh my God, six people lost their jobs. And I said, yeah, they lost crappy jobs of vacuuming carpets in a hotel all day long. That's the worst job imaginable. So, well, maybe not the worst, but robotics can free you up also to do more meaningful, higher level things other than just vacuuming all day or doing dishes or laundry or whatever. And this is something where we have to learn to adapt. I'm not just talking about robots, but also about growing food. When you learn the skills and you adapt, then you are never stuck. And I love that about your philosophy, Marjorie.
Well, there's also the aspect of growing food. Right now, a big problem with our food system is that it is all completely mechanized. Almost everything that you get at the grocery stores, almost none of it has been touched by a human hand. You know, right. So they grow this corn, they harvest it with these big machines, it gets processed, it turns into potato chips or, you know, corn chips or whatever it is, it gets put in a bag. Right. And I will tell you from years of growing food that it makes a huge difference of you interacting with that, with the plants or with the animals, and you providing the nutrients and working with the microbiology. I mean, there's a whole component of that will never, you know, no matter how smart AI is, and believe me, it sometimes seems amazing, it is not sentient and it is not conscious. And it's not able to work on the etheric realms that we can, where we're dealing with plants and nature spirits and animals and communicating that way.
That's
so,
right.
And it makes a huge difference in the products. I'll also say that, you know, if people, you know, we need health, like your greatest asset. I say, what's your greatest asset? Oh, I got a car, I got a house, I got gold, I got screwed. No, it isn't. It's your physical body. Your physical body is your greatest asset, and you can't fuel it. But you're buying, you can't, the grocery store is completely toxic. We used to say you could go to the perimeter. That's no longer true. All of that stuff has got a peel on it and all kinds of, there's no nutrient density in it. So growing your own food, and it's not just eating the wonderful, delicious, incredible tasting, you know, like your taste buds have never tasted anything until you're growing your own, but it's the process. So for example, I've worked out, I've got a really nice morning workout that I do. It's nice and gentle. I'm working on deep squats and lunges and things while I'm harvesting this and moving that. And it's just the whole process is more beneficial to your health actually than eating the product. So
that's right. And they go together. High nutrient density plus sunshine plus fitness. That's a magic combination.
Bare feet on the soil.
Absolutely.
You know. Yep. Yeah.
All right, Marjorie, we're almost out of time for this. Just want to remind people again, the website to go to take advantage of this during the Black Friday sale of our Bright U courses is go to brighteonuniversity.com/learn. And there you can find Marjorie's courses at 25% off their normal price. They are wartime homefront essential skills and off-grid survival skills. Plus we've got other courses available there at discounts as well, up to 50% off. Marjorie, I just want to say thank you for all that you do and all your contributions. And I know our audience loves you and loves to support your work. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we wrap this up today?
No, thank you so much, Mike. I mean, honestly, you know, 20, 25 years of doing the right thing has not been lucrative. That's not what that systems reward. So it's been a passion. It's been a love. It's been a joy. I just really want to encourage everybody that these skills are fairly easy to attain. I've spent years refining and honing to make it simple for you. And we need you. We need you. We can't win this war if you're on an empty stomach.
That's
you know,
right.
We need you healthy and strong. We need you to be leaders in your community. That's what most of you are going to be, right? You're here. You're learning this. Everybody else is still in denial. As it comes apart, you're going to be the leaders that will be standing up. And you need to have the information and resources to be able to take care of your family, your community, your neighborhood.
That's right. Well, well said, Marjorie. Always words of wisdom from you. Thank you so much for all that you've contributed to the knowledge of our audience and so many more. We love you. We love your work. Be well. I look forward to talking with you again after the holidays. Until then, take care.
Yeah. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Thank you, Marjorie. And for those of you watching, thank you for your support. Again, the website is brighteonuniversity.com/learn. And there you'll find Marjorie's courses and others available during this Black Friday sale. Thank you for your support. Thank you for supporting all of us here at Brighteon and everything that we do, because we share the same philosophy as Marjorie. We want to empower you with knowledge that helps set you free, free from the technocracy and the control grid that is actually tightening its grip around most people, especially in 2026. So thank you for watching today. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger of Brighteon.com. Take care. We've got most of our Brighteon University digital courses on sale beginning Friday at 11 a.m. Central Time. Check this out. If you go to brighteonuniversity.com/learn, then that's our Black Friday sale, which is good through Monday morning. And all of our top courses are on sale up to 50% off. And that gives you the digital downloads. And in some cases, some courses give you the actual physical course or physical book. We've got docuseries by Jonathan Otto here. We've got courses by Marjorie Wildcraft, Cancer Secrets. We've got Regenesis. Here's a Sayer G, Regenerate Yourself, the Masterclass, very popular. Healing Pain Masterclass. Here's Marjorie's courses, the Wartime Homefront Essential Skills, Off-Grid Survival Skills, and so much more. Here's from Sarah Westall. We've also got Todd Pittner and myself in this course, Breaking the Chains. These are 25% off or more. And then with Bob Denny, the financial survival docuseries that may be very useful for 2026. And also Sean Cohen with Holistic Weight and Stress Management series that's also been popular, and so much more. You can find all of this just during our Black Friday sale. It all begins this Friday at 11 a.m. Central, runs through Monday. And again, the landing page to take advantage of all these sales and specials on all of our digital courses is brighteonuniversity.com/learn. And there's one other thing I want to mention. Every course that you purchase, you get tokens to generate books at our new book generation website that's launching also on Friday. It's called brightlearn.ai. And here are some books that I generated: Cancer Collapse, Your Digital Doctor, Toxic Pantry, and a fan favorite, Awaken Your Inner Middle Finger, the Mastering the Art of Saying No. That's a funny book, but we've got The Self-Sufficient Flock. We've got The Mirage of Power. These are all downloadable PDFs, or you can read them online. The thing is, you get to generate your book on your topic. You describe a topic, and our book generation engine builds the book for you in a matter of minutes. It does all the research, it does the writing, the fact-checking, the compilation, the book cover art, all of it, and then it emails it to you, and you will use one token for each book. You're going to get tokens with your purchases during this Black Friday sale at brighteonuniversity.com/learn. So you're going to get to make the books that you want using these tokens, and we're opening up just to token holders for the first several weeks. Again, everything's done for you, from the cover art to the composition, the writing, the packaging, the PDFs, and then it's emailed to you, and then you are free to give that book to everybody. So it's a very cool benefit, and that's just one of the many benefits that you get from taking advantage of our Black Friday sale at brighteonuniversity.com/learn. So big discounts on all the courses, plus the bonus tokens to generate the books that you want. They can be how-to books. They can be philosophical books. They can be books on anything from health and medicine to nutrition to survival skills. You name it, you can generate the book you want, and then it's yours forever, and you can give it away to anybody completely free. Nobody has to, you know, buy it from you or anything. You just give it to people. Just share knowledge. So that's what we've got going on during Black Friday at brighteonuniversity.com. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon, and I'm also the builder of the book generator that I built with AI agents. So I think you're going to really love it. Thank you for your support. We depend on your support to be able to build these tools and share these tools with you, and to spread human knowledge for liberty, self-reliance, and really for the revolution in human abundance that is right around the corner if we take advantage of it. So thank you for watching today. I'm Mike Adams. Take care.